For years, American farmers and ranchers have faced high fertilizer prices, not least because of consolidation, has led to fewer options and higher prices in the marketplace.
That's U.S. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins during a press conference Tuesday at USDA's headquarters.
In the 1980s, we had nearly 50 U.S. nitrogen fertilizer producers. Today, four companies control 75% of the domestic nitrogen fertilizer market, and just two firms control almost all of the U.S. potash fertilizer market.
She said the administration is now planning to rebuild domestic production capacity and reduce reliance on foreign suppliers. Rollins specifically pointed to a project in Indiana as a key example of that plan.
The Energy Department's Energy Dominance Financing Program, financing critical materials projects, notably just provided an over $1.5 billion loan for an Indiana ammonia project.
The project, led by Wabash Valley Resources, would restart a coal gasification plant in West Terre Haute, Indiana, to produce up to 500,000 metric tons of anhydrous ammonia each year.
That is a big opportunity in Indiana. We're really excited about it.
Rollins added that the administration also plans a $900 million fertilizer production expansion program, and that accelerated permits will be allowed for mining and manufacturing projects tied to critical minerals like potash and phosphate. Read the full story at HoosierAgToday.com. Reporting from Washington, D.C., I'm C.J. Miller.